I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, presidency of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, here in another edition on our television program on CBS KHOU and Intercom Radio. Happy to be here with our friend that represents PNC. They have done such great work in our community, and she represents them as their regional president, none other than Julie Sutton. Welcome, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's always great to be with y'all.
Well, we appreciate it, and also just so very impressed with the caliber of work that you all have done, and your focus, so focused on children and making sure that there's an impact that is long-term during those critical years, as we've talked about in the past. And now, again, just doing some great work with Harris County and Book of the Month. Tell us about that.
Well, PNC has been a longtime champion of early childhood education. So we're thrilled to be bringing the Book of the Month program to Houston families with many partners, namely Books Between Kids, which is the local affiliate, HISD, Harris County Precinct 2, St. James Place, and the Waltrip Family Foundation. This is a collaboration that's allowed the launch of the Book a Month program, and it's going to provide eligible young Houstonians with access to free books, one mailed every month to their home, so that until the child turns five.
Oh my, I did not realize it was being mailed to them. And what a special treat for those kids to wait for their package, and it's a book.
It's true. I mean, Dolly Parton has this national program called the Imagination Library, and they're offering Book a Month programs throughout the nation, and they pick local affiliates. Doesn't surprise me at all that they pick Books Between Kids here in Houston. Each local nonprofit helps enroll the kids at the local level and then helps raise the money from organizations like PNC to fund the cost of the books. So Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is handling the administration of the program. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of neat. The first book that each child's going to receive via mail will be Dolly Parton's personal favorite, which is The Little Engine That Could.
Okay. Well, I think that would be great for us currently for everybody to get a copy of that book during these challenging times.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So there's eight zip codes locally where families, if they reside in those zip codes, are eligible. And you can enroll at www.booksbetweenkids.org.
Booksbetweenkids.org. Well, we'll certainly make sure to show this on our screen as we continue to talk with Julie over at PNC. And for most families, or not most, but for a lot of families, they might think, well, you know, what does this really matter in terms of this book a month? But for those children, for those families, many of them don't have books at home, don't have access to the library anymore. And so it is a very big deal, and it is impactful.
It is. You know, we are excited about this partnership because it's going to allow so many underserved children to build a home library and to stock it with interesting books that they can have throughout their childhood. And it ties in perfectly with our mission of reaching underserved early learners.
Yes. And again, going back to your mission and early learners. So talk to us a little bit about Good Reason. You guys have done a lot in that space along with some other great initiatives.
Yeah, we're, looking at different ways to partner. Last month, I know we talked about our partnership with Good Reason Houston and HERC and Region 4. We focus on early ed because we think it's critically important for the success of our community. The research is very clear that the return on investment in high quality early childhood education and school readiness initiatives are significant and they're long lasting because a baby and a young child's brain is forming so much in the early years. So we think this is the right time to invest for children to see the most benefit long term. We've seen that, you know, children participating in high quality birth to five early childhood programming are far more likely to experience success, educational achievement, and their higher vocational aspirations, and they contribute more to society later in life. Mm-hmm. So we've started this program 15 years ago as a company. We polled our employees and we were trying to rally with our foundation, rally around a topic that was near and dear to our employee base and also where we could really have an impact in our communities. We're looking to be very impactful and very thoughtful in the way we deliver philanthropy.
Yes.
And so what caused Grow Up Great to be created. And it's a $500 million commitment at our foundation that's focused on a bilingual program and serving children from birth to five.
Incredible and so really timely and important. As you mentioned, that particular age group, the opportunities for them in terms of learning and utilizing, you know, all of those brain cells and stimulating them will have long-term impact. Families, they're at home, they're bored, they're getting on each other's nerves, all of that, or they're just having a great time. Discovery Green, what a jewel for our city to have it here in the heart of downtown. Tell us what you guys are doing with Discovery Green.
Well, Discovery Green, as we know, is a place that is beloved by Houstonians for providing free programming. And through a partnership with Fred Rogers Productions and Discovery Green, we brought Be My Neighbor Day to Houston. And this may sound familiar, because it was supposed to take place many months ago pre-COVID, but we were able to pivot and change the programming to a virtual setting. And I'm thrilled that we've had these read-alongs and these interactive activities that kids can engage in. And it's teaching them how to be a good neighbor. So we know social and emotional skills are a really key part to being ready to learn, you know, kindergarten and beyond.
Yeah.
And you start developing those skills from a really early age. So Be My Neighbor Day is just a really fun and engaging way. You know, if you want to learn more about it, you can go to discoverygreen.com/neighbor. And you can see these videos and they're filmed with local Houstonians. I watched one last week where Lauren Anderson and Houston Ballet, you know, were teaching Daniel Tiger how to dance and how to be a good neighbor. So it was really cute. And I think the free programming speaks volumes to, you know, what's important to us, which is to provide resources to families, to provide free resources so that they can engage as a family and caregivers and children can benefit.
And that they're not alone. There's, as mentioned, you know, so many stressors with families, multi-generational, you know, situations at homes, and just trying to meet those needs and the stress that comes with that. And that there are resources such as the ones you just mentioned, and so many of our other partners such as AARP do a great job of just providing support for families. And so if you're watching us, you're not alone. Jump on your computer, you know, take a break and learn something about, you know, how you can manage this time. Julie, anything else that you'd like to share with us before we wrap up our segment on PNC?
Well, I would just say we all know we're going to only get through this as a community, and it's our mission to, you know, provide resources to families, and we're fortunate to be investing heavily in the Houston community and partnering with really high quality organizations to deliver value to families. And thank you for having me, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about the great work going on in Houston.
Well, certainly we all need partners, and PNC has been a great partner to the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and it's been a pleasure getting to know more about the investments that PNC has made throughout the greater Houston region and the impact it's having on those early learners. So thank you, Julie, and to the whole PNC team. We'll see you real soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.